your eyes to the skies. It's time for Spaced Out on 95 PFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.
That's correct. You're on 95 BFM Drive, and it's time for everybody's favourite part of the show. It's Spaced Out with Josh. Kia ora, Josh. How are you?
Kia ora. I'm good. How are you?
I'm so good. Thank you so much for joining me. Huge week for space. There's been so much happening.
Yeah, it's been a busy couple of weeks up there.
I'm sure top of everybody's mind when they think about space is the beautiful lunar eclipse that happened on Friday. You got some beautiful photos of it, didn't you?
I did, yeah. Thank you. Did you see it yourself?
So I was sort of inside because I remember as it was happening, I was like, oh, Josh said we're only going to see it be red when it's sort of rising. And then I was inside and then I saw it when it was sort of half covered, but it wasn't really red anymore.
Yeah, no, I think that was kind of the case for most of us because I couldn't actually see it either when it was rising. But I was patient, and then by the time it was above the clouds, I could see the beautiful shadow on the moon. It was really beautiful.
Yeah, pretty amazing. And then somebody else who saw this was, of course, the Blue Ghost lunar lander from the moon, which, I mean, I wasn't, after we talked about it and you said that how this sort of thing works, correct me if I'm wrong, is the sun going behind the Earth, shining through our horizon, and then, like, onto the moon, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much it, yeah. So that's what gives that kind of gorgeous red kind of tint, yeah.
But now with the Fireflies Aerospace's Blue Ghost Lunar Lander, epic name, we have this sort of other POV from the moon.
Yeah, this was it was really cool to see because obviously the last time we spoke it had just landed.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, its mission wasn't to go see the lunar eclipse. It was there to study, but it just happened to be that, we had the spacecraft on the moon during a lunar eclipse. So the team, they prepared to use the batteries because, of course, you know, it's going to lose sunlight and needs solar power.
Mm-hmm.
But they managed to basically get the cameras to film this event happen. And we've got this video on our Instagram, on Stardome's Instagram, showing it happens. You can actually see the Earth, like, pass into or in front of the sun, and you get this kind of red ring around our planet. And it's just, pretty unreal to be able to see that.
It's spectacular. And it gets, obviously, so, so dark because the whole sun disappears behind the moon. And it must have gotten very cold on the moon.
Yeah. I mean, and of course, the whole spacecraft was kind of monitoring what was happening. So it got super, super dark, you know, pitch black, essentially. But they also monitored, you know, changes in temperatures, and it had this massive swing of temperatures. It was like 40 degrees down to like, I think, minus 170 degrees when the Earth, you know, passed in front of the sun. So you just get these really extreme temperatures. And the conditions on the moon, of course, are just extremely harsh.
Yeah, for sure. And so this marks the end of a 2-week stay for Blue Ghost on the moon, correct?
Yeah, so just after the lunar eclipse, basically yesterday, the teams have powered it down, and that's because the place where it landed, it's just entered the nighttime. So that means that, the spacecraft can't power itself, so they've shut it down and it's basically finished its 2-week mission. It's been a huge success, and I was just reading about some of the experiments that they've been doing, and it's been a great, great mission for Firefly and also for NASA.
Mm, so what sort of other stuff has it been doing while it's been there?
Well, one of the biggest things, I was reading about an experiment that NASA sent, and it was called the Electrodynamic Dust Shield, or EDS. And basically, you think of the moon as being really dusty, and the problem with lunar dust is it gets everywhere, but it's really hard to get rid of because there's no air on the moon, so, you know, you can't just get a fan or just blow it off. But they use, essentially, electric currents to move and levitate dust off objects, which is an incredible technology. So you can think, you know, for future moon missions, instead of an astronaut, you know, trying to wipe dust off their visor, they can use this technology where electricity can actually just move it off yourself, which is just amazing when you think about it.
Wow. That's pretty crazy. That's not really the first thing that would come to my mind when I think of, like, cool experiments on the moon, but it is actually quite impressive once you explain it.
Yeah, and it sounds basic because it's like, okay, the moon's dusty, sure. But, you know, what we found from the Apollo missions is that dust is extremely abrasive. It's really bad for equipment. It's really bad for human health. You know, if it gets in human lungs, it's really bad for us. So that's essentially a really big hazard on the moon. So it sounds really basic, but it's a really impressive technology when you think about it.
Yeah, okay. Well, good to hear about some of the cool stuff that Blue Ghost has been up to, and everybody should definitely head over to Stardome's Instagram to see this beautiful video of the lunar eclipse from the moon. I think we should chat about these poor astronauts, these Boeing Starliner astronauts that have been stuck in space. I've been waiting to come back to this and hear some good news about these poor guys.
Yes, well, you'll be very stoked to know that as we are speaking, they're actually getting into the spacecraft. And they're about to leave the space station, yeah.
After 9 months stuck in space, everybody.
Yes, it's a long mission for them. A recap for anyone that doesn't know is last year we had two astronauts went to the space station on a Boeing spacecraft. They got there, they had problems with their spacecraft, so they weren't allowed to come home in it. So that turns their 10-day mission into a now 9-month mission, and they're now heading back to Earth, which has been quite politically charged, I think, with what's been happening in America. And a lot of kind of sensational headlines around it, but they're finally coming home.
Mm. And so it's NASA that's gone out to get them, right?
So it's SpaceX, which is Elon Musk's company, of course. I think there's a bit of conflict of interest, as some could say, with NASA, Elon Musk, and now the government over there. But it's interesting because I've been reading articles and pretty much every media outlet kind of reports it incorrectly, and we've had this narrative which has been pushed by Elon Musk and Donald Trump, basically saying that these astronauts were stranded and NASA forgot about them, and I've asked Elon Musk to go save them, which isn't true. NASA has plans. They've had a contingency plan for this since August of last year, and that just happened to be pretty much now. So they're now finally heading home, and it's I'm sure they're very excited to see their families after 9 months in space.
Yeah, and I'm sure we'll hear lots more from them once. When are they expected to arrive back at Earth?
If they do leave today, they should be home within about 24 hours. So it's not too long of a trip. Yeah,
that's I didn't realize how quickly people could get in and out of space.
Yeah, I mean, we can do it even faster. It just really depends on the orbits. Uh-huh. But yeah, it's usually about a day to get to and from the space station.
Right, okay. Well, I'm sure we'll be hearing lots from them once they sort of arrive and settle back in and maybe do a big, press conference or something to talk about their nine months in space.
And I can guarantee that, because astronauts always do press conferences when they come back, and I can guarantee that 90% of the questions are going to be about being stuck in space.
Yeah, right, okay. Well, we'll have to stay tuned for that. And finally, we've got some exciting news about Saturn.
Yeah, this was quite a surprising story. Last week we had astronomers, they announced the discovery of 128 new moons, so adding on to Saturn's already known moons. It now has a total of 274 known moons.
Oh my gosh.
Is pretty outrageous when you think about it.
That is outrageous.
Yeah. But it's really interesting. I was reading about most of the moons we've found, and a lot of them, they're very, very small, so most of these are just a couple of kilometres across. So they're really small, much, much smaller than our moon. Mm. But, to have a planet like Saturn, which, we think we know so well, for us to still be discovering, moons around them, I think is really impressive. And kind of goes to show that we, as much as we think we know lots about our solar system, there's so much stuff out there. And we're probably going to start finding even more moons in the future. We might find more moons around different planets. Which is, pretty impressive. In 2025, we're still finding these things out.
Yeah, well, if you can discover 128 moons in one sort of week of research, then surely you've missed one, and there could be more out there.
Yeah, and it's, the data that we get from the telescopes, for example, that are actually studying these places, sometimes, these discoveries often are found on really old data. So it might have been from like a telescope observation, 5, even 10 years ago sometimes, that we go through the old data and then we find these new things. And I believe the data from this was from about 3 years ago. So it's only really just now being confirmed that these moons do exist. But it's just crazy. If you think about if Earth had 274 moons, it would be a very hectic night sky.
Yeah, that would be. Imagine seeing all the moons from Saturn at night. That would be crazy.
Yeah, it would be hectic.
Wow, so much to discover out there in space.
Always.
Thank you so much, Josh. Always a pleasure to chat with you about everything going on out there. And it's been a big week. We'll be hearing from you in a couple of weeks for Spaced Out again.
Awesome. I'll speak to you in a couple of weeks.
Ka kite.
Ka kite.
Control, we are docked. That was Spaced Out on 95 BFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.